Day 272 was September the 29th. Don't be such an ostrich. Our thoughts today are from Malachi chapter 1 verse 5. Great is the Lord even beyond the borders of Israel. First, the big picture surrounding this verse. Whilst the order of many Old Testament books is confusing or uncertain, there is little doubt that Malachi is the last one. His name probably means my messenger. Up to a century has passed since his fellow prophets, Haggai and Zechariah, have ministered to the people of God after their return from exile in Babylonia. The faces had changed, but the old problems of corrupt priests, neglected tithes and offerings, as well as intermarriage with pagan wives, were as widespread as ever. Malachi is the last prophet before a long period of prophetic silence, which lasted 400 years. John the Baptist would eventually break the silence, but not for a long, long time. And now today's action step. In ancient times, gods were very localized and each nation had its own and often more than one. The revolutionary idea that there could be a God who is above all gods and worthy of praise by everyone was a radical thought introduced by the nation of the Jews, as they declared their God to be unique and superior to all others. Sadly, even then, they wandered away in the vain hope of finding a God more to their liking. It was a futile, unrealistic quest if God truly is God. Just by burying your head in the sand or looking the other way does not make the one true God disappear. That was true in ancient times and is just as true today. Malachi urges his fellow Jews to stop neglecting their God and looking at inferior deities elsewhere. God is God whether we acknowledge him or not. The problem today is that many believe that if enough of the atheistic TV and press, aided and abetted by some liberal theologians, ridicule Christianity, then God will no longer exist. What an absurd idea! Live today in the knowledge that God is God over all, even over those who deny he even exists.